but I think it would be fair to say that there was reluctance on her part. Just stop and think. Why would a young Jewess want to get involved in a plan that would force her to leave the only family she had under the guardianship of one she respected and loved, Mordecai? Why would she want to spend a year shut away in a harem, culminating in a night with a heathen king that might result in the possibility of intermarriage outside her race? No question, I think it's safe to say she went reluctantly. Isn't it refreshing to find a little demureness in a beautiful woman? Isn't it delightful to observe true beauty, which carries with it a modesty and a disinclination to compete for honors physically? I see that in Esther, and I am impressed by it. It doesn't take much imagination to picture the competitive spirit that must have been rife in the king's harem. Be sure of this. These women weren't spending a year cultivating great character. Can you imagine the scene? Streams of curtained litters bearing the finalists, each young woman hoping with all her heart to have her place in the sun. Imagine the petty rivalries, the infighting, the envy, and the jealousy. Imagine how tough it would be to maintain spiritual equilibrium when everything and everyone around you is emphasizing only the condition and shape of your body and the beauty of your face. How demeaning. How temporary and empty. Yet in the midst of all of this, Esther's true beauty emerges. Now the young lady Esther pleased him, Haggai, and found favor with him. So he quickly provided her with the cosmetics and food, gave her 7 choice maids from the king's palace, and transferred her and her maids to the best place in the harem. Esther chapter 2, verse 9. Remember the old song, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets? Well, believe me, whatever Esther wanted, Esther could get. She not only won the favor of those who had discovered her, but also the favor of Haggai, who had powerful influence in the palace. And he says, whatever you want, you can have. Think of that. But none of it goes to her head. James Hastings, whose colorful studies of biblical characters are both charming and insightful, makes this point eloquently. For the beauty of Esther's character is this, that she was not spoiled by her great elevation. A weaker person would have been dizzy with selfish elation. The orphan girl who had grown up into beauty under the care of her uncle Mordecai was lifted suddenly from sheltered obscurity into the fierce light that beats upon a throne. The splendor of her career is seen in this very fact, that she does not succumb to the luxury of her surroundings. The royal harem among the lily beds of Shushan is like a palace in the land of lotus eaters, where it is always afternoon, and its inmates, in their dreamy indolence, are tempted to forget all obligations and interests beyond the obligation to please the king and their own interest in securing every comfort wealth can lavish upon him. Hastings goes on to call this harem scene a hot house of narcotics. This was the place to get high on seduction. This is the place where women cultivated the ability to use their charm to get what they wanted, namely the highest office a woman could hold in the kingdom. This was the place where women had available to them all the jewelry, all the perfume, all the cosmetics, all the clothing needed to make them physically attractive and alluring to the lonely king. This was the place that would make Nordstrom's and Tiffany's, Saks Fifth Avenue, and Neiman Marcus fade into insignificance. Yet it is in this heady environment that Esther, God's lovely star, shines the brightest. She does this by exhibiting 6 queen-like traits of inner strength and godly dignity. First, Esther exhibited a grace-filled charm and elegance. Now the young lady pleased him and found favor with him, so he quickly provided her with her cosmetics and food, gave her 7 choice maids from the king's palace, and transferred her and her maids to the best place in the harem. Esther chapter 2, verse 9. In this verse, the literal translation of the original language says, She lifted up grace before his face. Isn't that a beautiful expression? Though she was brought to the harem and participated in these things reluctantly, Esther did not display a sour attitude. I'm convinced she sensed God's hand in her situation. Why else would she have been there? Finding herself unable to say no, Esther modeled grace before the face of the king's influential servant, Haggai. What a difference between Esther and all the other women around her. Her inner qualities could not be ignored. They, in fact, captured the attention of the king's servant. So gracious was she that Haggai quickly provided her with whatever she needed and then some. Talk about being pampered and indulged. In this place was found every emphasis imaginable on cultivating the allure, on the sensual techniques of lovemaking, on winning the heart of a lonely king. Yet, through it all, this charming woman lifted up grace.